Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJTA Washington.
Welcome back to the Giant Center in Hershey. And Greg, we said 1:15, but sure enough, I mentioned stay with us.
Hopefully you did.
That is for sure. They're going to kick things off here at 1 o'clock. They made the announcement just a couple of minutes ago, and right away, they make the announcement 2 minutes later, hey, table workers, come on back. So I think knowing the tight schedule they run here today, that extra 15 minutes could be crucial. I had a feeling it could happen, but we had no announcement until just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it really caught us off guard, and yeah, we are underway very quickly. And we have two Cannon McMillan wrestlers coming onto the mat.
That is correct. So we'll have Leah Ramos of Cannon McMillan and Araceli Clem as well. If you want to keep an eye on Clem, I'll keep an eye on Ramos.
I got Clem.
Ramos still waiting for her opponent to come out to the mat.
Clem is underway on mat. Well, they have her on mat four. Let's see here. Oh, you know what? She is not underway. I had a lot of blue and gold singlets here today, Greg. So keeping me on my toes.
Ramos will be wrestling Holly McKinney of Souderton. Still waiting for her to get to the corner. There she is. So we'll be underway here in just a minute.
And Clem will be wrestling against, I have this one here for you in just 1 second, Cambria Leshko of Southern Lehigh. So Leshko of, we're waiting on an official on mat four. So Clem and Leshko not quite ready to go. There's our official.
So we are underway between Ramos and McKinney. These two have not met one another, so this is their first meeting. Shot in by Ramos. McKinney sprawls back. Able to get to her feet. Now Ramos trying to work a Russian tie on the right side. McKinney gets her arm free. And now Ramos headbutts into McKinney, and McKinney quickly calls for injury time. Looks like she may have got headbutted right into the eye.
Clem and Leshko right off the bat, and Leshko more or less jumps on top of Clem and has Clem quickly. Excuse me, it's Clem who's going to actually have Leshko with the 3-point takedown and now looking for the head. And now Leshko kind of, both this wrestlers just rolling here. Clem trying to claim the top position, now working the bar, and she's going to have near fall points. As it appears, I don't know if they've been counting off yet, but she's got the legs in and is working up on the head. A little high as Clem, though, needs to get her hips tucked back. It's now Leshko trying to come out. Not just the backside. Now she's going to push Clem off and going to have a reversal. And there's the 2-point reversal for Leshko. And no near fall points. So a very frantic first period. It will come to a close. It will be Clem of Cannon McMillan, a 3-2 lead over Leshko of Southern Lehigh. Whew, what a scramble for the first 30 seconds. It ended up, looked like Leshko was going to have the takedown and perhaps near fall points. Clem ends up on top with legs in, unable to convert any near fall, but gets the takedown, a late reversal from Leshko, and we will end this first period again, Clem leading 3-2.
Amazing, there was no back points.
Yeah, I'm not sure how.
Ramos back underway after the injury time for McKinney.
That looks like we have an equipment malfunction for Clem, so we'll keep an eye on Ramos as Clem's headgear gets worked on.
Ramos out of bounds with 3 seconds left in the first. Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, but is that not Montour on mat one in the silver and black and gold?
It is.
Because they have Walzer of Montour losing 9-1, but she just picked up the fall, and that is definitely Walzer who got that fall.
You're absolutely correct.
So they have definitely have the names mixed up, I think.
Yeah, that's absolutely Montour, too. You can even see the Spartan on the side of the singlet, the profiled Spartan head.
That's Kristen Walzer, Montour.
Washington County adjacent.
Yes, I mean, I know it's not our Washington Green County coverage, but I had to get confirmation because I looked up and I saw she was trailing, and now they have it fixed. But I, through the first two periods, I'm like, that does not look right. Ramos will begin the second period on the bottom, scoreless against McKinney. McKinney with a wing in right now, trying to break Ramos down to the mat. Now has that wing, wants to try to run it. Ramos still on her knees, though. 30 seconds into the second period. Now that wing in trying to run. Ramos again puts that to a stop and trying to limp arm her arm through. And now we get a whistle. And I think it might be a, I don't know what the stoppage is here. Maybe blood time?
Looks to be that way. Clem's headgear is broken as they continue to work.
Looks like another Cannon McMillan wrestler bringing another headgear.
That's exactly
down.
What's happening, yeah. Helpful to have a few nearby teammates.
So cleaned up. I'm back underway are Ramos and McKinney. We'll have to keep an eye on Matt, too, because Ella Trahan, a four cherry, looks like she's going to be coming out here in a moment.
Yep.
As a fall just happened on her mat. So we'll keep an eye on her as well, as we have a minute to go between Ramos and McKinney, and they are still scoreless. Ramos on the bottom in this second period.
We are back underway, second period. And Clem's going to get hit with a penalty point, so a point awarded to Leshko. They're going to – Leshko started the period down, got up to her feet. Clem picks her up and brings her back to the mat, but they call a illegal slam, so they're going to – a penalty point awarded to Leshko. So now 3-3, the score as Leshko rides – or Leshko on the bottom, Clem working on top.
Still scoreless for Ramos and McKinney. 20 seconds left, second period. McKinney still trying to run that wing. And Ramos continuing to stay on her base. Ella Trahan, a four cherry underway. She gets the opening takedown. And she'll lead 3-0 over Taylor Keckler of Gettysburg. 30 seconds into the first period. Ramos will be scoreless at the end of two.
Trying to work sort of a far side half Nelson was is Clem. Kind of perpendicular to the shoulders of Leshko, but I don't see any near fall points. Continues to ride on top, though, is Clem, still 3-3. We're going to get a stalemate, and they'll reset back to the center. 100 pounds, 103 remaining second period. Clem of Cannon McMillan, Leshko of Southern Lehigh tied at 3.
Trahan, a 3-0 lead at the end of 1. Worth mentioning, Trahan actually from South Fayette, but co-oping with Fort Cherry. And she's leading 3-0 at the end of 1, wrestling on her feet to begin the second. And now we have, looks like another injury time coming here. Injury or blood? I'm thinking it's injury, though. We'll see here for Holly McKinney. She is wrestling neutral with Ramos in this third period, or 20 seconds in and still scoreless.
Clem riding. She has both legs in. The right leg in deep. The left leg kind of hanging on. Clem getting high, but we're doing a nice job of breaking down Leshko. Araceli Clem of Cannon McMillan doing a nice job of riding here in this second period. Just 15 seconds to go. Now looking for a near fall. She's going to get stopped with potentially dangerous. So 15 seconds to go, and they'll reset once more. Again, 15 seconds remain, still 3-3, Clem and Leshko.
Ramos is going to win by default over McKinney in a scoreless third period match.
Wow.
McKinney is beside herself right now. I don't know if it was just a head injury that they just wouldn't let her continue, but it will be a default, and Ramos of Cannon McMillan will be coming home with a medal.
Again, not to speculate there, but congratulations to Ramos there, as Clem able to ride out Leshko for the entirety of that second period, but does give up a point, a penalty point. So the match is now tied at three. We go to the third period. Greg, we mentioned it in our first session. We noticed when Ken McMillan wrestlers have a chance to choose, they've been choosing neutral. And in a tied match going into the third period, it's going to be Clem who chooses neutral to start.
Trahan of Fort Cherry leading 6-4 now.
Yeah, it looked like Keckler got a takedown here.
Yeah, just after the escape.
Yep.
And now, so it's 6-4. Trahan will get an escape with 3 seconds left. So Trahan will be up 7-4 after two.
And Clem is pinned. So 3-3, the match was into the third period. Leshko able to take Clem down and put her on her back, and a fall at 4:22. Cambria Leshko of Southern Lehigh, a winner over Aracella Clem of Cannon McMillan. Tough break there for Clem as she wrestled a really great second period, but just gets stuck and caught and will fall here in this consolation round.
Trahan will get a penalty point, make it 8-4. Quick shot right out, off the whistle. Takedown and putting Trahan to her back is Keckler. Trahan able to get off her back before any back points awarded, but it is now 8-7. Trahan leading. Thanks to that penalty point, she was awarded here in the beginning of the third.
Yeah, Trahan now, and there's a stalling call. That's huge. An early stalling call against Trahan. She's going to have to go, and I'm not sure getting up to her feet's in her best interest there, as Keckler's really controlled neutral, though. Here they are.
And as soon as she gets the escape, headlock attempt from Trahan. Is Keckler going to be able to pop her head? She will, and Keckler with the takedown now 10-9. Keckler out in front.
Yeah, Trahan, I think, went to that headlock a little too soon, too quickly after the escape. And you're right, just didn't set it up particularly well and gave Keckler the opening now. And Trahan now trailing by one with 44 seconds to go. Still a chance, though, to get this one tied back up and back onto her feet.
Keckler did a great job as soon as she gave that escape to shoot right back in. She
yep.
was deep on that shot. So back underway with 44 seconds left, third period. Sit out and turn attempt, and Trahan will be flattened out.
Underway on mat four now, Rhea Senapal of Burgettstown. She's trailing 3-2 after one period. She has Nevaeh Cologne, of Wilson area. So Senapal underway here, but we're going to keep it on Trahan.
Yeah, Trahan down to 20 seconds left, trying to get to her feet and flattened out by Keckler. Now Trahan trying to get back to her knees. Final 15 seconds. Keckler right now tight waist. Trahan trying to work her way back up, but flattened back out with less than 10 seconds to go. And Taylor Keckler of Gettysburg will come back to defeat Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry 10-9.
Rhea Senapal of Burgettstown, a minute 30 to go, second period. She trails 3-2 to Nevaeh Cologne of Wilson area. They are wrestling on their feet. Looks like Cologne looking for Senapal, I think, who was close to the takedown there, but they'll go out of bounds, and so back to the center they'll go. Again, Senapal trailing 3-2, wrestling on her feet against Cologne of Wilson area.
Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan is on deck, so she'll be coming up here very soon.
And stick with us here, Ayala at 124, Senapal at 112. We mentioned several local wrestlers in the 136 weight class, so plenty of action here forthcoming.
Yeah, three of them at 136.
And we have a West Green wrestler coming up here. Dolan Chivavella coming up. And Senapal taken down. Cologne with a takedown. She now leads 6-2. Maybe I have this messed up, Greg.
Is that Senepal with the lead?
That's what I'm wondering.
I want to see these.
That's Senepal on top. I'm almost certain it is. That's why I was kind of confused when I saw.
I thought the same thing. I think they have the names
leading.
Wrong, like they did with Walser earlier.
Yep. Because that's kind of the typical Burgettstown uniform, maybe with a touch of red in there.
Yeah, that is 100% Senepal on top. So it's Senepal with a 6-2 lead. If you're watching at home on Flow, they have the scores backwards.
I'll see if the officials go to the table to correct it.
It is Senepal with a 6-2 lead, and she's going to go on the bottom for the third.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for... Okay, you and I both are... Maybe, no, we're not having trouble. They at the table are having trouble. We've got it up here. Senepal up to her feet. Cologne, backward trip to the mat. I'm just trying to tilt Senepal back.
She's got two back points.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looked like she maybe had one or two.
Senepal's going to have to. She was up to her feet quickly in the period. She's going to have to try to figure out a way to break that clasp and get up. Because now it's 6-4.
There we go. They have switched the score as well. There we go. It is correct now. So again, as Greg correctly pointed out, Senepal leading 6-4. 1:32 to go. Cologne picks up two near fall points in this third period. And Senepal on bottom. Is Cologne looking for more near fall points and try to tie or take a lead in this match? Quick over-the-shoulder cradle attempt. Senepal quick to dismiss that. Senepal just sort of on her knees. Cologne working from behind. Cologne maybe thinks about throwing a boot in, but will think otherwise as Senepal tries to come up.
She's doing a good job of keeping her legs in, so yeah. That way then the leg doesn't come in.
Able to buck Cologne off her a little bit and turn in.
And at this point, if you're Senepal, you're stuck underneath, but just got to keep moving, right? Because
yep.
The time is of the essence at this point. You can get it burned off. 35 seconds left.
Yeah, you'll play this. She's grabbing onto the leg, a bit of a front headlock situation for Cologne, but you're right. As long as you can kind of hold on to that leg.
And now she will let her free just to try to get that takedown.
And notice Senepal doesn't want Cologne to let go. Kind of with that hand tie is... Now Cologne going to come into the body of Senepal. You're right, though. Just got to keep moving.
I'd back up, honestly. That's her first stalling call she just got with 6 seconds left. Back away. You're up 7-4.
And Cologne, a last-ditch effort, headlock attempt. Too little, too late. And Senepal of Burgettstown will escape with a 7-4 win at 112 pounds. Senepal to the medal round at 112.
So congratulations to Raya Senepal as well as Malia Ramos for clinching medals here for Washington Green County. And that makes three total medalists right now when you include Marley Sullivan as well. So Uni Ayala will be the next one to come to the mat. She is on deck and just about a minute to go in that match in front of her. So we'll step aside for a quick timeout, and we will come back here with that match in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. visit historic towns, and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan just coming out to the mat. Her match will be coming up here momentarily against Layla Namoro of Downingtown West. And they are underway, Greg.
They are? Shot in by Ayala. Double leg now brings up Namoro, and 2-point takedown for Uni Ayala, and she now leads 3-0 and quickly working, and she's going to quickly get stopped. Potentially dangerous, and so back they'll set, but Ayala with a 3-0 lead.
Abigail Dolanche of Avella is on deck. She'll be right behind Ayala. And we also have Brooklyn McLean on deck as well from Fort Cherry. In the hole right now is Josie Mason of West Greene, as well as Alea Henderson of Cannon McMillan.
Stick with us.
That's right. We got a lot still to come.
Uni Ayala still riding on top, leading 3-0. First period's going to come to a close, so she'll carry that into the second. And it, once again, we've seen it. Namoro going to defer her choice. And Ayala's going to pick neutral. So the Big Macs clearly have a way about it. And so here we go, neutral to begin the second period. Ayala quickly needs to kind of get herself about a few more degrees behind Namoro. Can't do it yet, but there it is. And Uni Ayala, another takedown. She leads 6-0 here, second period.
Still has that elbow trapped on the far side. But she got her takedown, so.
She got her, yeah, I was going to say, they gave it to her.
She wants to hold that elbow. It's just wasting her time.
Ayala now looking for a quick half Nelson. Now trying to, just heavy on the head is Namoro, starting to turn back into Ayala, but not too much going on is Ayala now trying to work sort of the arm bar on the other side of the body. Now sort of just forearm near ankle, but if anything, that'll allow Ayala to reset and ride on top now, clear. Always like doing that, sort of that forearm near ankle. A lot of times, maybe doesn't turn the wrestler, but it just sort of frees everything up, right? If you can get across the body, they sort of have to abandon that thing to defend against that, and sometimes that alone can just reset you. Uni Ayala is going to ride for the remainder of this second period. So a takedown in the first period, a takedown in the second. And Uni Ayala is going to take a 6-0 lead into the third period at 124 pounds.
No change on the other mats as we continue to have the rest of the Washington Greene County wrestlers either on deck or in the hole.
Yeah, again, you mentioned.
Actually, we got four on deck now.
Oh, my goodness, you're right.
Dolange, Mason, McLean, and Henderson all on deck.
Ayala with a two-point reversal here to begin the third period. She now leads Layla Namoro of Downington West 8-0 as Ayala putting herself in good position to move towards the medal round for the Big Macs. Almost able to turn with the double bar, but she will reset. But again, Ayala has been so good on top here in that second period and now into the third.
Yeah, this match really has been in no question.
Yeah.
She's dominated this one thus far.
Another potentially dangerous, so they'll reset back to the center.
Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry getting underway against Angelina Spockman of Parkland. One of three at 136 pounds for Washington Green County. In on a shot is Spockman. Tries to drive into McLean, and she's going to get the takedown on the edge of the mat. McLean will trail 3-0.
So a escape and a three-point takedown for Namoro. It's now 8-4. Now looking for a far side cradle. She might have it locked up. Still 40 seconds to go, third period. And Uni Ayala needs to be careful here as Layla Namoro has found some life here in the waning moments. A stalling call now against Ayala as she abandons, Namoro abandons the far side cradle, but is now just trying, cross faces, trying to look for that, again, that far side cradle once more. Tries to sort of stud up Ayala, but in that effort, Ayala is going to be able to get a reversal. She's got near fall points as well. So Uni Ayala going to fend off a late charge from Layla Namoro of Downington West, but Ayala of Cannon McMillan, a 14-4 major decision at 124 pounds. She wins 14-4.
McLean of Fort Cherry, final seconds coming off in the first period. She'll trail 3-0 at the end of one.
And as Greg mentioned, coming on to mat one, another local wrestler, Abigail Dolanch of Avella. I know a few wrestlers who went to Avella, Greg.
Yeah, just a few.
Just a couple. She'll be taking on Hoffman of Dallas Town.
On her feet in the second period is McLean. Trails 3-0 to Spockman of Parkland.
Kenna Hoffman of Dallas Town, and Hoffman a quick three-point takedown of Dolan. She leads 3-0 early. She's trying to work up a nearside cradle. Dolan's going to be able to reverse Hoffman now of half Nelson, and she's got Hoffman on her back. Dolange of Avella, a two-point reversal. She's got near fall points waiting for her. Now trying to come around to the other side of the body as Hoffman bridges up to try to fend off a fall here. A quick takedown from Hoffman, but Dolange, a great response. She's got three. She's got four more waiting and is looking for the fall here. Just 10 seconds to go, first period. Dolange resets. Comes back in front again, chest on chest. Can she finish it off here? Dolange, everything she can, is not going to be able to do it. But a late charge from Abigail Dolange of Avella. She will lead 6-3 at the end of one period.
That 1-2-2 hurts her in this case because she would have had a whole other minute.
She would have had a whole other minute to readjust there. You're absolutely right, Greg. But, man, it looked like after that initial takedown from Hoffman, it looked like Dolange was going to be in trouble. But instead, a great response, 6 points, and she leads. They're going to start on their feet to begin the second.
McLean of Fort Cherry was taken down in this second period. She trails 6-0 to Spockman. She's on the bottom here in this second period. Spockman continuing to ride with this 6-0 lead.
Dolanch with another takedown, so 9-3 now she leads, although Hoffman turned into her and now trying to free her head as she is looking for the reversal. Dolanche is kind of hanging on. Kind of lock around the upper body. But Dolanche with another takedown is so Hoffman leading.
McLean for Cherry. Starts the third period on the bottom. Drop down to a hip. A wing put in by Spockman. Trying to take McLean over, and she will. McLean of Fort Cherry in some trouble on her back in this third period. Already trails 6-0. Looking for the fall is Spockman of Parkland. Trying to pick up the head of McLean. She's close to getting the fall. McLean trying to bridge off of her back, but she won't be able to, and Spockman will get the fall. Time of that fall, 3:37 for Spockman of Parkland over McLean of Fort Cherry.
Dolanche continues the lead 9-3 as she was able to fend off the reversal effort from Hoffman and now rides on top, Hoffman flat on her back. Dolanche is going to take the bar and try to walk it up towards the head. Doesn't have near fall points quite yet, and we're going to get potentially dangerous there.
Josie Mason of West Green underway. Taking on Maggie Alfira of Laurel. And Alfira, a takedown on Mason, leads 3-0, 30 seconds into the first. Now cradle locked in for Alfira. Wants to take Mason to her back with that cradle. Mason trying to fight this off. Staying on her base. No back points yet for Alfira with that cradle. And now she'll take Mason over. 10 seconds to go in the period. Mason trying to fight this off. Alfira will have 4 back points. Mason will make it to the second, but she'll trail 7-0 at the end of one.
Dolanche able to survive the second period, a reversal to begin the third period. She's got near fall points. Abigail Dolanche of Avella leading 11-3 has Hoffman on her back again. It'll be 15-3 if a fall doesn't come, and there is a fall. Abigail Dolanche of Avella at 3:29 or 3:19, I should say, of the third period. Dolanche, a winner of Avella.
That makes five Washington Green County wrestlers for the girls' side, bringing home medals. Josie Mason of West Green will be on the bottom to begin the second period, trailing 7-0. We're also going to have Henderson of Canna McMillan. She's coming up here in just a moment against Whisper Abercrombie of General McLean.
Jump in for you with Mason there is, and as you mentioned, she trails 7-0 though. Up into a high single, but it's going to get rid of the single and now try to just drop down onto the hips. And now a throw attempt, but instead it'll be Mason of West Green with a nice reversal. It'll be 7-2. Up to her feet is Alfira, as they'll push out of bounds. But Mason of West Green, a nice two-point reversal here in the second period to get back within 5.
Henderson and Abercrombie underway in this first period. Abercrombie shoots Henderson out of bounds. 30 seconds in, they're scoreless. Still to come here for Washington Green County is Audrey Calguero of Canna McMillan and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. They are both in the hole right now, so they have a couple of matches in front of them.
Mason able to almost had some near fall points against Alfira. Riding on top, Alfira came to sit out and just caught her across the chest and pinned her back, but no near fall points. Actually, excuse me, there are 2 near fall points. So Josie Mason of West Green, working on a comeback, was down 7-0, now trails 7-4 and rides on top.
It's Scoreless at the end of one are Henderson and Abercrombie. Abercrombie will begin the second period on the bottom.
Alfear of Laurel and escape, so she now leads 8-4 over Mason of West Green. They're wrestling neutral position. The second period will come to a close, but a nice second period for Mason. A takedown, a reversal, and two near fall points. So she has closed the gap to just 8-4 and has momentum on her side as they start the third period in the neutral position.
Escape for Abercrombie. She leads Henderson 1-0, wrestling on their feet. Into a tie-up right now are Henderson and Abercrombie, and a couple snap-down attempts for Abercrombie. Now a shot, and she gets a deep double leg, drives Henderson to the mat, and Abercrombie will get the takedown. She'll lead Henderson 4-0 with 1:10 to go in the second.
A three-point takedown, and Josie Mason of West Green has closed the gap to just trailing by one, 8-7. She trails Maggie Alfira of Laurel, riding on top, 1:18 in county to go, and Mason smartly, in my opinion, gives the escape to Alfira. So now a two-point lead for Alfira against Mason. But Mason, again, a takedown in this period. She's closed the gap. It was 7-0 at one point, now 9-7. And if Mason can find one more takedown, she will take the lead under a minute to go third period.
45 seconds to go in the second for Henderson of Cannon-McMillan, still on the bottom, trailing 4-0 to Abercrombie of General McLean. Abercrombie trying to run a half. Henderson will fight that off.
They break apart. Mason's got to get going here. Under 35 seconds to go. No stalling warning yet. Tries to set up. Trying to get up into the body. Mason now really pushing it. And a stalling warning against. And that's actually going to be a point. So now 9-8. Mason trailing just by one. Needs to continue to push. As she pushes Alfair off the mat. No stalling call there. But Josie Mason, 12 seconds to go. Going to need to find a point here, either through the penalty or a takedown. Alfair just pushing on each other right now. Circles. And Josie Mason is going to run out of time. A valiant comeback effort, but it will fall just short. Maggie Alfira of Laurel, a 9-8 win over Josie Mason of West Green at 136 pounds.
Start of the third period for Henderson of Cannon-McMillan. Trails 4-0 to Abercrombie. They'll start on their feet in this third. Shot in from Abercrombie. Front headlock here for Henderson. Down to a minute and a half remaining in the third period. Spin behind for Henderson after a shot from Abercrombie. Abercrombie gets a hold of the right leg of Henderson. Henderson trying to lace the ankle. And now looking for, it's a cradle, but it's super awkward. And it's really far stretched out, and I think that was the wrong move from Henderson, because now Abercrombie was able to position herself, yep, and knock her to her side and gets the takedown. And now with a minute left in the third, Abercrombie leads 7-0.
Yeah, again, stick with us here. Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township on deck on mat four. And Audrey Calgaro of Cannon-McMillan in the hole on mat five.
And that's the mat Henderson is on right now, trailing 7-0 with 39 seconds to go in the third as they go out of bounds. Two more still to come here for Washington Green County in this consolation round. The girls will be back for the 7 o'clock start of the semifinals and as well as a round of consolations. That will be coming. Marley Sullivan will be one of those the only semifinalists for Washington Green County. But four others in the consolations and three others looking to join, but Looks like it may only be two others with the potential to join as we get a potentially dangerous with 5 seconds left. Henderson of Cannon McMillan trails 7-0 to Abercrombie of General McLean. And that will be your final. Abercrombie of General McLean defeats Henderson of Cannon McMillan 7-0. So we got Audrey Calgaro now on deck for Cannon McMillan. And we also have Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. She will be coming up here in just a moment. So we'll take a quick timeout and be back with that match. She'll be coming up any moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and GreenSports.net.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Giulianelli of Peters Township getting underway against Davia Truman of Erie. Giulianelli with a quick takedown just 15 seconds in and took Truman to her back.
Yep.
Two quick swipes. Makes it 5-0. We're not even 30 seconds in.
Yeah, and a quick turnaround for Giulianelli. She just wrestled in the quarterfinal and really what ended up being a really tough match. Wrestled all 6 minutes in a tough loss to Esmeralda Telez, so good to see Giulianelli very quickly jumping back into it and off to a quick and good start.
And she's got a wing in right now, trying to run it with 10 seconds left in the period. Don't think she's going to be able to turn to get any back points, but it'll be 5-0 at the end of one for Giulianelli. Audrey Calgaro of Cannon McMillan is on deck on mat 5, and mat 5 right now, the wrestler is on her back, so that could come quickly as we're going to get a stoppage here for, looks like a blood timeout for Truman. And while they flip the disc, Giulianelli will defer her choice to the third period, so it'll be Truman's choice. Looks like Truman's going to go neutral.
Might be the only chance, really, to just try and find a connect on a combo-type move. I love to see the way that just the strategy behind a match has changed, even just since we were wrestling. And
looks like Giulianelli got poked in the eye, so she calls for injury time. Just 12 seconds into the period. Mat 5 did not get a fall, by the way, so that's why Calgaro is still on deck.
But I mean, you just think about, right? I mean, I don't know about you, but it was always, to me, it was you defer your choice, and you always choose down because that's where the points were, and, you know. I'm glad, to be clear, glad to see the evolution, glad to see some unique ways of thinking about, you know, match strategy and kind of wrestling to your strengths. But
well, the 3-point takedown has helped impact that.
That's,
I think,
changed that, no question.
Quite a bit.
Oh, and I'll admit, even I, when I first saw the rule change, was maybe a little hesitant to say, like, oh, are you sure? Is this? Man, I'll tell you what, seeing it now over the last few years, I think it's exactly what was needed. I think it was a really, really smart change.
It makes some of those mismatches go much quicker.
It does, but it also allows for somebody to come back quicker. A 7-point move now feel it stacks differently than a 5-point move used to. So,
and I will say this for people that look at names and scores, a major decision one week may be a 1-point decision the next week. It happens
for exactly that reason. Right. I guess I never even thought about it that way, that a major decision basically could come on a single sort of combination type move.
Yeah, you're down 7-0 early, and all of a sudden you're going to try a different stop. Maybe you get taken down, you get majored.
Right.
Next week you don't give up that 7-point move, and now you're in a 2-1 battle.
Right.
Or 3-1 battle. A minute to go in the second period for Giulianelli, still wrestling on her feet. A 5-0 lead over Truman of Erie. Truman shot in. Giulianelli sprawls back, trying to drive in on that leg. Giulianelli just pressure forward, knocks Truman down flat and gets the takedown. And quickly, her leg was in but was very high, so she gave up and went to give away. But Truman grabs a hold of the leg, so Giulianelli still with control and leading 8-0. And now flattens her back out, and Giulianelli still maintaining control, and they'll call a stalemate with 15 seconds left.
Yeah, that was a... It looked strange, but I actually think it was smart by Giulianelli. It's kind of, you get the takedown, and I think being up 8-0 kind of just didn't feel comfortable. It just decided to...
Yeah, you get a little bit high there, and instead of trying to give up more, you give that a point escape and get back to your feet.
Right. But you're right, it was like she got behind, got the takedown, and then kind of
just
slipped right off her, right? You know, so.
No doubt about it. So down to the final 10 seconds. Down to the final 5, and the third period will be coming in a moment. We'll also have Audrey Calguero as well. We'll have it for you in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And the third period just begins for Giulianelli in a quick roll attempt as Giulianelli chose the top position. Truman close to getting escape. Audrey Calguero, she is now underway, taking on Alyssa Williams of Panther Valley. She's in on a shot, and Calguero will get the opening takedown and lead 3-0. Do you want to focus on Giulianelli?
I got her, yep, no worries. And in on a shot was Truman. Giulianelli now trying to cross face and trying to high leg over to get behind to finish it off. Hanging on to that leg is Truman. Giulianelli just nearly behind her. And she will continue to hold on there. So continuing to lead 8-0 is Giulianelli.
Yeah, she's been tough on top. And
we saw that against Telez in the quarterfinal match too.
Yeah, so why not just stick there and ride for this third with a big lead? Calguero will be up 3-0 at the end of one. And she defers her choice. Williams wants to go neutral to begin the second.
Once again, able to is Truman to turn into Giulianelli, and I think, again, smartly, Giulianelli just going to bail and will allow the reversal to happen. Again, not looking for anything to connect any moves. So a 2-point reversal. Truman now trails 8-2 to Giulianelli, but just 30 seconds to go, so just needs to be careful here. Truman now trying to kind of a standing half there as Giulianelli almost up on all fours. Instead, broken down, a stalling warning against Giulianelli. No points awarded to Truman yet. Truman continuing to try with that high half. Giulianelli up to her feet. Now a throw attempt. Giulianelli will just break down to her stomach. And Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township will advance on in the consolations with an 8-2 victory over DeVea Truman of Erie.
Looks like she got a stall point late, 8-3, the final.
Oh, thank
there.
You. Yep.
Yeah, no problem. Calgary leading 3-0 with 1 minute to go in the second, wrestling on their feet. Giulianelli makes it 6. And Calgary looking to make it 7 for Washington Green County. This is the last Washington Green County wrestler for the girls in this round.
I'll take a guess as to when the next session will start.
2:15.
You think it'll stay that way?
Yes. There's still matches going, plus
that's
backup
true.
Matches.
That's true. That's true.
They did get started right at 11:45 with this round, so I'd imagine they'll stick on schedule. Final 10 seconds of this second period. Be interested to see what Calgary goes with choice-wise here in the third. She did get the opening takedown. Cannon McMillan usually goes neutral. So Calgary with choice, and Williams, I'm not sure if she's needing injury time or not, but Calgary is going to go in the top position here for this third period.
And again, we've seen success when wrestlers maybe just try to play a little bit more offense as opposed to defense. Williams up to her feet. And now a single leg position for Calgary.
Yeah, got to bring her back down to the mat, and drives her out of bounds instead.
Not a bad choice.
I didn't expect her to go underneath, just not knowing how strong Williams may be on top. A little surprised she went top, but Williams to her feet. Calgary will drive her down to the mat. Only because she's been controlling the action,
right.
I felt like, on her feet, even though there was no points awarded in the second. And now Williams will call for injury time. So 1:28 to go in the third. Calgary holding a 3-0 lead.
Did she maybe lose a contact or something? Not sure what Williams is requesting for, but nevertheless, yeah, you're right, an interesting choice, but I mean, so far
so good.
Seems to be in control, and it seems like she feels comfortable, you know, allowing Williams up to her feet and sort of playing that high single and bringing her back down the mat. Again, the one time she pushed her out, the second time she was able to actually get her back down. So certainly wrestle to your strengths, and it seems like for Calgary that could be a strength of hers.
Still being looked at. After this match, we'll set what girls wrestlers are advancing to tonight's semifinals and third round of consolations. And we'll also let you know who's coming up next for the AAA boys, both in the quarterfinals as well as the consolations. So we'll let you know who's going to be coming up for Cannon McMillan, Trinity, and Ringgold. Start of this, we're back underway here in this third period. Had a stoppage, so Williams will get back underneath.
Did I see a stalling warning?
I didn't see the hand go up, but
I don't want to speculate there. I might have not seen that correctly, but nevertheless, back they go.
Continuing to ride here is Calgary. Down under a minute remaining. Scott wrist control, throwing a half in. Williams gets to her knees. The wing in now. And trying to sit out was Williams. Trying to chin her back was Calguero. And now she'll be able to just flatten her out. Now that wing is in and she'll take Williams over. Looks like a wise decision to go top now.
Yep.
That's Calguero.
What do we know?
Getting the back points and trying to look for the fall. 20 seconds left.
I think Calguero is content with just kind of holding Williams there.
Williams, no doubt about it.
Doesn't seem much able to move from it, so that's how it'll end.
So Audrey Calguero with four near fall points will win 7-0. And she will advance on into the third round of consolations and secure herself a medal. We're going to let you know what wrestlers will be coming home with a medal from the girls' side and set the stage for the AAA boys. That is all coming up next here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
So the girls are just wrapping up wrestling action here from the Giant Center from this round. The AAA boys will be coming up here very shortly, set right now to start at 2:15. So for Washington Green County, after four wrestlers from AA earned medals, seven on the girls' side will be coming home with a medal. One in the semifinals, that's Marley Sullivan of Cannon-McMillan. Malia Ramos of Cannon-McMillan, Raya Senepal of Burgistown, Uni Ayala of Cannon-McMillan, Abigail Dolanch of Avella, Audrey Calguero of Cannon-McMillan, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township will all be wrestling for a medal here tomorrow. They all come back here at 7 o'clock for the semifinals as well as a round of consolations. On the boys' side in AAA, came in with 11. Nine wrestlers still remain. Quarterfinalists coming up, and they're going to come really quick. It's going to be Lee Dreschman of Cannon-McMillan and Parker Jennings of Trinity, Dom Canale of Trinity, Collier Hartman of Cannon-McMillan, and Bryce Collins of Cannon-McMillan are all in the quarters. Consolations, we have Jackson Hoy of Trinity, Evan Tolliver of Ringgold, Aiden Finnegan of Cannon-McMillan, and Braden Collins of Cannon-McMillan. So all of those wrestlers will be coming up. And again, that action gets underway at 2:15 here today. So we'll step aside for about 15 minutes and come back with the AAA boys action. You are listening to wrestling here on WJPA Sports Network and GreenSports.net.